This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament, 12 days away. Suits honing his swing as we speak. All right, maybe not. That tournament will benefit the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. It will be played at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club. Get your team together as, once again, the Purdy's step forward to help the community. And you can be a part of it. And when it comes to your insurance needs, they will take care of them. Make sure you're fully insured. And they will also make sure that they do everything they can within their power to save you money. It's all at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Dick was talking about academics in his phone call before, and it turns out that 27 schools at Penn State, or excuse me, 27 teams at Penn State, 27 teams at Penn State, registered at least a 3.0 GPA. And the student athletes posted a 3.28 spring semester GPA. 596 students, 73%, were 3.0 or better. 296 made the dean's list. 69 full-time students tallied a 4.0 semester, with 17 carrying a 4.0 cumulative GPA. So the grade point average, 3.28, cumulative 3.31, 596, 3.0 or better. That's a spring record here. 69 student-athletes, 4.0. 296 on the dean's list, which is 3.5 or better, spring record. 27 out of 31 teams at a 3.0 or higher. Women's gymnastics, number one of the 31, 3.74 grade point average. Women's tennis, 3.73. Women's swimming and diving, 3.70. Women's cross country, 3.69. Women's indoor track and field, 3.64. Men's tennis and men's ice hockey, both at 3.46. So there you go.
More evidence that the women are smarter.
Well, I think we already knew that. I mean, we're married.
True.
So we already knew that. There's no way in heck I'm going to deny that.
Mine isn't. No. I know mine's not listening, and I'm not going to deny it.
No, because
stuff it'll gets back.
Oh, you got that right. You got that right. Yeah. So there you go. And that is the story on that. You know, we always talk about, we talk about NIL, we talk about the money part of it. In the end, that degree is still a slice of gold, because that, look, the vast majority of athletes in college, in every sport, do not end up with a pro career. They need that degree to set them forward on their life's path. Simple as that. And that's just more evidence of what they've been able to do. I mean, look, young people work hard at this. It's not, some people it's easy and natural for them. Some people have to really develop better academic skills, and they do based on this. Some have to develop better time management skills, and this is evidence of it as well. And sometimes they got to be pushed into time management skills. Right? But it's the way it goes. At the I'll give you the number of times that I've heard James Franklin after a practice talk to his team about academics is over the 10 years I've been standing there out there with him, is a long, long list, okay, of the times that he's talked about it. Okay? Times he's talked about it. And the number of times I've heard Mike Rhodes talk to his team in the past year about academics, I mean, literally, after every practice. Every practice. There isn't a single practice except for a shoot-around. Except for a shoot-around. Because, I mean, now you're leading into the game that day. Okay? He talks about every practice. I was at practice yesterday. At the end of practice, what did he talk about? Take care of your academics. I was at practice Monday. What did he talk about? Take care of your academics. I'm telling you, when I go to practice today at the end, before I go up to Williamsport, he's going to talk to them about take care of your academics. And then he gets specific about a couple of things that they need to take care of on the academic side. So he's riding herd on it all the time. James is riding herd on it all the time, too. All the time. Now, that's something that, you know, a reporter covering the team or a fan that is deeply invested in wouldn't know about because you're not there when that conversation takes place. That's just, you know. But in other words, when the coach is doing that, when nobody is around, you know, you're not doing it for show. You're doing it because, hey, it's important. Okay? They're not doing that for show. They're doing that when nobody else is around. That tells you what it means to them. I mean, James will be the first to tell you he's a perfect example of what education's meant and getting a degree has meant to him in terms of his life and his career. And he tells the players that. So. So, you know, so that's the academic part. And congratulations to all of them. Look, they work hard at that. Man, every time I go into Morgan, they're athletes in there all the time. I mean, like, not just a couple. There are lots of athletes in there all the time. They work hard there. And remember, with the increased travel to the West Coast that's going to happen for everybody, you're going to need to be more organized than ever with your time management, especially for programs like football. They've got the one West Coast trip, so really there's a sense of normalcy for the most part as to how things play out for them outside of that trip. And that'll be a trip, okay? And when you look at the other sports that have to go out and play a couple of games out there. I mean, it's still going to take some work, especially depending on where it falls in the semester, as to, you know, as to going out there. And let's face it, the other way around for the Oregon, Washington, USC, UCLA group. And officially, 1 week from today, they will officially be members of the Big Ten Conference. So, I was kidding the other day. The Spikes, by the way, Lastings Millage, remember him? The major leagues?
I do.
Yeah, he's first round pick of the Mets and everything like that. Yeah. He played for the Mets, the Nationals, so forth. He's been brought on now as the new hitting coach because Darnell Sweeney was hired by the Phillies to work in Clearwater. Okay? So Lastings Millage is going to be the new hitting coach for the Spikes. And they said, because of the Olympics, they said we should, at least for the first 2 weeks, refer to him as Lastings Millage.
I mean, this is also superficially from far away. That just surprises me a little bit because he was an odd one, when he was young and he was a major league player. I'm a little surprised he's a coach these days.
You know what? There's sometimes you don't know about sometimes with people.
Yeah.
They mature, they get a different viewpoint on life, and suddenly, you know, and also when you have some success, but Lastings Millage was what he was a first round pick. I think he was 12th overall by the Mets, if I recall. Right? And when you're a first round pick, you're gonna make it. Not only that, I'm going to have a great career, and then you have an okay career, a good career, you know, based on, you know, again, up against others that are in the majors, your career is okay. It then gives you a perspective. And by getting that perspective, it then makes you think about, okay, you know what? I have a lot to teach young people from my point of view. Things I could have worked on and been better at, and what it takes to make the majors and what it takes to stay in the majors. So, just a thought.
Also, did not realize he was... Oh, I guess you could... Didn't realize it's been that long since he's played.
Yeah, no, it's been a while since he played. Yep. Right, you know. Hey, unless, and the other part, too, is that you get into this and you love the sport.
Yeah.
Right? And so you want to stay in it in some way. That's been one of the great things I've always appreciated about my career. Because, look, as an athlete, look, I was good enough to start in high school football and things like that. But, I mean, that's what I was good enough to do. I wasn't good enough to do anything else besides that as a player. I mean, you know, I play golf. I mean, and I have a good time playing golf, and I'm decent at it. But, like, decent for a guy that's the weekend hacker, right? I've been able to be involved in sports at the highest level every day, right? Because I can announce it. It's great to be a part of it. Well, here's a guy that's staying in it because he gets to coach it. And I love it. I love being the fact that I can be involved in it, even though the best I could have ever been was a starting player in Connecticut in high school. There were no scholarship offers. There were no walk-on offers. There was like, hey, thanks for playing here. Right? And I knew it. I didn't expect any of that. But I got to stay in it. I got to stay in it. By the way, the King says okay today. For the final half hour, we haven't had the King in about a month, right?
Oh, I think it's been longer than that.
Yeah.
I don't think we've had him all summer between our breaks and his breaks.
Thank goodness.
I'll have to reintroduce myself.
I know he's got that summer home in Edmonton. I do that to Joe Putnam on the baseball broadcast all the time. And this pitcher is from Rancho Cucamonga, California. Joe, you have a winter home there, don't you? Oh, well. We'll take a break. This half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Henry Ford started building trucks in 1917, and Sunbury Motors has been selling them ever since. SMC has over 100 new Ford trucks with savings of up to $12,116, and financing as low as 0% during their annual July truck sale. Choose from 16 of the top-selling 2024 Ford Mavericks. They get up to 42 miles per gallon, and Sunbury Motors has them priced as low as $27,835. SMC has Central PA's largest selection of new Ford F-150s, with 48 to pick from, and well-equipped Supercrew XLTs start at just $49,831. Sunbury Motors has a wide selection of Super Duty pickups, with 36 to choose from, including regular cabs, Supercrews, and utility bodies with gas or diesel engines. SMC is where you want to be in July for the hottest deals on new Ford trucks. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza is a fifth-generation Ford dealer, proudly owned by the Mertz family for over a century.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
All right. Great to have you with us on the show today. This half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. The suit says that they are not marching in a circle. They're coming in on boats. On the Seine. Okay.
So it's a water parade, not a land parade.
It's not like the duck boats in Boston, I'm sure, but... So, yeah, they're on boats.
Are they going to bring all the country, introduce all the countries on boats?
I have no idea.
That's a lot of boats.
I just hope LeBron James isn't seasick. Yeah. Boats. Well, I mean, it's a different way of doing it. You have to remember, too, one thing that is exciting about this year's Olympics is that we have not had a Summer Olympics with crowds in 8 years since Rio in 2016. And that's something that should not be forgotten. Because Tokyo 3 years ago, nobody was there and everybody's, cooped up in hotels. We had Alyssa Nair on the show. And then I also talked to others on the coaches show that happened to be there and happened to go to Beijing as well. And they said it was miserable. Miserable. This will be like the old days where, everybody's about freedom of movement, stadiums are filled, crowds are involved in what's going on. And it's great because you have not had that in the Summer Olympics in 8 years. 8 years. I mean, that's remarkable. I don't think people really thought about that. And I'm seeing, it's 4 years since, it's been three. Remember, it got pushed back a year. And even then, it was a miserable experience for all the athletes involved. It just was. It was a miserable experience to run. It was a miserable experience to be in. So,
I'm not sure Tokyo's completely opened up yet in 2024.
Yeah, I don't know. You'd have to tell me that. I don't know. But yeah, that's it's.
I just in the sense that they're still struggling attendance-wise in their sports because of it.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are they really?
I know their baseball. I was just reading something in the last couple of weeks that their attendance in their baseball at their baseball and stuff has not recovered since the pandemic.
Wow.
Well, I mean, it is a different culture and the way that they, you know, that they they went through the bird flu stuff that we didn't do and all that stuff,
right,
and I think they're a little leery about being in public these days.
Yikes. Well, it's making a big difference.
Yeah.
Now, this time around, it should be, and I know today there was what, arson on the trains?
I think I saw that, yeah.
Yeah. But this should be an incredibly fun experience and games. For people who love the Olympics, this should be a fun, fun experience. And because it's going to be like the old days. It's going to be, again, first time since 2016, everybody gets to enjoy the Olympics the way it was meant to be enjoyed. Maybe with more security than ever, but still the way it was meant to be enjoyed. And that's what's really cool about it. The fact the suit is watching the opening ceremonies on Peacock right now.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, of which I just bought, with a great experience all the way through. Kia, Hyundai, the best in new inventory. Maybe the budget is screaming pre-owned inventory. They go over each one of them on the lot with a fine-tooth comb. That eases the buying experience. And the service department, where they take care of the routine, which you need, and difficult, which sometimes you have to have. They handle both at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Do we have the reappearance of the King? Maybe not at this moment. We'll have to find out. Asked him to come on. He said, okay. So. Yeah.
The King is making his triumphant return, sir.
Well done. Welcome back. Everybody's missed you, especially me.
There you are.
Yeah. Everybody's
Where
missed
you, been?
You. Everybody's missed you, especially me.
Well, I've been here, so.
Oh, no, I texted you the last couple of weeks asking you to come on. Oh, no, yeah, work to do. That I do know. We've always explained that. You're out in delivery and things like that. I got it.
The change now is that you're on while I'm at work, where before I was done.
Right.
So if I'm available, it's good. Most times I am, but I've had a run where I just even haven't been in the building. So I do a lot of work in restaurants and stuff like that, which puts us on the road. So
yeah, yeah.
It's all good. So, hey, you know WTIC, right?
Sure. 1080, okay. Hartford, yep.
Yeah, it's like their 100th anniversary or something like that, so they keep running, you know, best ofs and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And they brought up a name today. Remember George Ehrlich?
Oh, sure. Yeah, he was a sportscaster. And, in fact, he did, as when we played high school, he was the play-by-play announcer in the Manchester-Penn State game that we played at Manchester.
He's an icon. I hadn't heard that name in years. And Floyd Richards?
Sure.
Wasn't he Ranger Randy, too?
Yes, he was on TV, because WTIC was both a TV and a radio station. He did both. Yeah.
He was like a Captain Kangaroo, too, but he also did sports. So.
Right.
Floyd Richards and George Ehrlich, they were a team. And then very few people know that after that was, the pitcher. He's been on your show.
Rob Dibble.
His father, Walt Dibble, was
a legendary newscaster
for like 30 years for WTIC.
Yep.
So that's why Rob Dibble is in radio now, because of his dad. So.
Yep, and he has a lot of the same traits his dad has on radio.
Oh, yeah.
He presents himself very well. Walt Dibble, without question, was a pro's pro.
Yeah, he was as good as there was. He had a great voice for radio. He was really good. So,
yeah.
It's just a lot of nostalgia now that they're getting closer to, you know, they've been doing it for like 6 months, just naming different things.
Okay.
You know, why it was called WTIC and what its station's been there for 100 years.
If I remember, TIC stands for Travelers Insurance Company?
Yes.
Yep.
And that's now, you know, in 1956, I believe, was the first golf tournament, and it's still here, but now it's called the Travelers Golf Tournament. And that was a big-time tournament for a long time. All the top players played there. Palmer, Nicklaus, all that.
Yep.
Lee Trevino won it a few years. And then it kind of fizzled a little bit, and then Sammy Davis came along, and it was the Sammy Davis Jr. Greater Hartford Open. And he really launched it, and then he let it go, and then it kind of dwindled, and Travelers took over. So, and great tournament, but... Anyway, I thought that was a little nostalgia for you.
Sure.
George Ehrlich. I remember that. I was like, wow. The George Ehrlich show.
Where mom and dad talked about listening to him broadcast the game while sitting in the stands. So, The Olympics start today. The suit is currently locked in his office watching people on boats at the opening ceremony.
Because I couldn't take a train.
Well, not today, no.
Yeah, that's awful, huh?
Yeah.
My God.
I mean, finally, this is the first time in eight years that fans have been allowed to go to the Summer Olympics. 8 years. Because 2016 in Rio was the last time for the Summer Olympics.
Right.
And this has to happen? Really?
I know it's going to affect it a lot. Will it stop? Did it stop how many people made it to the stadium?
They're having a lot of trouble getting people into venues right now. The lines evidently are long.
Oh, the threats are huge.
Yeah. It's like, oh, great.
It's the world we live in. It's just not nice anymore. So,
I think Todd's nice.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, Todd's real nice.
We were talking
today on the WEEI in Boston, because they were trying to get these Olympics, and they didn't get it. And they're saying, well, what a great deal that they didn't get it, you know. The Boston area never could have handled this. No way. So,
we had on the show... the person who organized the group against the Olympics. We had him on the show for
really?
Boston. And it was really interesting because Boston, you know, to put in a bid for it to get, you know, it was going to be the U.S. bid, which yep. they thought they had a good shot at, the U.S. bid. Spent seven figures or something like that to put together the bid and everything that went with it. You want to know how much the group against it spent to stop it?
Double that.
$30,000.
Really? That's it?
Yep, that's all they spent. And the reason that that's the only reason that they spent that is that it didn't take much to convince the populace that they shouldn't have it.
No, I was just going to say that it was not, at no point was it like, we got to have it, we got to have it. I listened to the Boston station. They were like, you wouldn't be able to get anyone from the airport to
That's
the
exactly
venue.
Right. And the, That's exactly
and
right.
And they didn't have any venues beyond Gillette Stadium. Where were they going to put anything, you know?
Well,
It was not a good fix for Boston. The traffic already is just a nightmare. Their railroad system is barbaric. It would have been a mess, and they would have regretted it.
So. Oh, no. Well, again, Boston, of course, being on the water,
yeah.
that means it cuts off one quarter of the ability to get around something.
Sure.
Right? Which already creates a driving nightmare. Now you add this in for 3 weeks, all right? And then, oh, by the way, just over here in the back, the Olympics are over. What are you going to do with the velodrome? All right,
we'll
come.
Well, that happens to all the
sure it does.
That have the Olympics. It
right.
destroys their economy.
Sure it
now
does.
Now they've got all these big venues and with no use to them, you know.
So. Yeah. We'll take a break.
Throwing Cape Cod, you got a nightmare, you know.
Yep. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
You want your young athlete to get the most out of life and NIL. You need a roadmap, a strategic approach. NIL Game Changers help student athletes earn what they learn in their collegiate journey. Driven by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents and content media designers, they'll guide both student and family, starting with high school students looking toward college and those already in college. Get a seasoned team of marketing experts with a background in athletics and coaching. Visit NILGameChangers.org, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities.
Henry Ford started building trucks in 1917, and Sunbury Motors has been selling them ever since.
SMC has over 100 new Ford trucks with savings of up to $12,116, and financing as low as 0% during their annual July truck sale. Choose from 16 of the top-selling 2024 Ford Mavericks. They get up to 42 miles per gallon, and Sunbury Motors has them priced as low as $27,835. SMC has Central PA's largest selection of new Ford F-150s with 48 to pick from, and well-equipped Supercrew XLTs start at just $49,831. Sunbury Motors has a wide selection of Super Duty pickups with 36 to choose from, including regular cabs, Supercrews, and utility bodies with gas or diesel engines. SMC is where you want to be in July for the hottest deals on new Ford trucks. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza is a fifth-generation Ford dealer, proudly owned by the Mertz family for over a century.
All right. right, welcome back. Half hour brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. The king fitting us into his busy schedule today.
Yeah, I want that Maverick on the commercial. That's going to be when I finally retire. I want a Ford Maverick.
Oh. Ah. Yeah, I ended up getting an Explorer. So.
Did you?
Yeah.
You got a new one?
Yes. Yep, 24.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's uptown, man. That's uptown.
It's been a terrific vehicle so far. Yeah. So, yeah.
Good
been
for you.
Very fortunate. Hey, the other car went 12 years, 194,000 miles,
yeah,
and never gave me a moment of trouble. But when you go 12 years, 194,000, you say to yourself, okay, this may be the time now. So
yeah, I'm right there with all of mine. My Silverado's got 209,000. My Ford, Dodge Ram truck's got 150,000, and the other car's got 160,000. So. It's time, but I'm not doing it yet. They cost too darn much. So.
See, the suit says his Rolls Royce knocks a bit when it hits 100. I don't know. he's scary, I'm telling you.
So what do you think of the Cowboys?
The Cowboys...
What are they doing, man? That is just really weird to me.
It's weird in a lot of ways, because let's go with some basics here. It's what I call the Russell Wilson factor. When Wilson was with Seattle, he was a third-round pick. And Seattle took advantage of it by re-signing their secondary. You know, Earl Thomas, Cam Chancellor, Richard Sherman. They got some free agents like Bobby Averill, Percy Harvin, and so forth, because their quarterback was on a third-round contract.
Wow.
Okay? The Cowboys, at the beginning of his career... had Dak Prescott at the beginning of his career, the first 4 years, on a fourth-round contract and never took advantage of it. And that's the part that's been baffling about them. I mean, here's one of the great trivia questions of all time. Okay? Lamar Jackson, Kirk Cousins, Derek Carr, Mark Sanchez. Let's see. And who'd be the other one? Kyler Murray. Which one of those five has the most playoff wins?
Name them again.
Lamar Jackson, Kirk Cousins, Mark Sanchez, Derek Carr, and Kyler Murray.
Mark Sanchez.
Yes, it's not, but it's worse than you think. It's worse than you think. Right?
Yeah.
Mark Sanchez has more playoff wins than the other four combined.
That's back when Ryan was coaching the Jets.
Yep.
And they were going to the AFC
Championship
at least twice, so he won a few playoff games. So,
he is Mark Sanchez, was a good NFL quarterback, has more playoff wins than Lamar Jackson, Kirk Cousins, Kyler Murray, and Derek Carr combined.
And he never really got hurt. He just got phased out, right?
Yes. Yep.
Unfairly phased out because of the butt play hurt him a lot.
Yeah, the fumble, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of weird because he was a good NFL quarterback, you know, obviously. They made it as far as they did. The Cowboys are just strange. Why would you let Amari Cooper go so that you could get Lamb more catches and then not sign Lamb? It's like you're going to lose two All-Pro wide receivers in one shot. It doesn't make any sense.
And you have to pay Micah Parsons. Well, you got to pay
him. I get that. You put yourself in a position where you got to pay the quarterback, the best defensive player, the best wide receiver. You've got all these people, and your head coach. You've got all these people that you got to pay, and you've had all year to take care of it. And have you ever heard the show in the morning? And I like LeVar Arrington's show, too. It's pretty good. But
LeVar and I
are like with LeVar, Canty, Michelle Smallman, and I forgot the other guy's name.
I have not heard that show, but I'm friends with LeVar, so.
Yeah, well, it's good. But this one was on Unsportsmanlike, and it was really good. It was Chris Canty who said it, and he played for Jerry Jones. He said, it's not the talent. It's not the schemes. It's not anything like that. It's the culture there. And Jerry Jones is the problem. That he creates a culture that they can have the best players, but they can't win. You know, that they'll go 12-4 or 13-5, whatever. I don't know how many games they have. I think they're going to 18-game schedule. But they reach a point where winning is not really in their DNA anymore. They can only win the easy games. So, and he believes it's the culture that Jerry Jones creates, and he creates it by playing like hardball with money and stuff like that that makes players mad. So, I don't know.
No,
very strange.
It's also strange. And look, he's the owner. It's his money. It's not as if he's a bad businessman because, I mean, look at what he's done with Jerry World. I mean, that's his money that he put into that.
It. He's a brilliant businessman.
Right. He's done a lot of smart. Done a lot of smart things in his career, but the one area where he is, in my opinion, has not been smart is that you turn over the general manager's job to a football person who is a GM and not do it yourself. Like for Bill O'Brien, and you know I think the world of Bill O'Brien. Mm-hmm. Bill O'Brien's biggest problem with the Houston Texans was not Bill O'Brien the coach, it was Bill O'Brien the general manager.
Right.
Yeah, so...
How do you think he'll do at BC?
He'll do well. I mean, he'll do well. I mean, he's got some things to overcome. But I think Bill's an excellent coach. He will make the most of what he has.
That'll help him recruit.
Yeah. You know, he knows the area.
Yep.
He knows the area. I mean, he grew up there. He's coached there twice.
Got the good hospitals there, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for his son,
that's an issue for him without getting into detail.
Yeah, Jack. Yeah, Jack's, you know, and yes, for those who have wondered, Jack is still very much with us. I think he just celebrated another birthday a couple weeks ago.
All right.
Well, good to hear you again.
I'll be here next week. I'll try to work around. So.
Sounds good.
It's football season, man. We got to make picks. Todd, we got to make picks, man. It gets highly competitive, so...
Hey, I already run the bowl stuff. I got to win the overall regular season stuff now, too.
There you go.
It, really here we go.
He still owes me a pickle. So.
Well, you're lucky. You're lucky the suit doesn't owe us. You'd never see it. All right.
We'll see you.
See ya. Hope you had a great week. We had a great week. More coming up next week, including the start of Penn State football training camp.